Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on. Bottom of the hour, it'll be U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, great state of Wisconsin. We talked to Ron about the January 6th committee. We talked to him about a two-tier justice system in this country. One tier for people like you and me. The other tier for people like Hillary Clinton and anybody else who wants to do whatever they want to do. Like the FBI and the DOJ. They can do anything they want to do. Run roughshod. We can prove that they're corrupt and they've been not following the law and they've actually been a political arm. Doesn't seem to matter. So we talked to him about all that. And then some. Hour number three is going to be Rudy Giuliani, his own self. America's mayor. He's pushing for his son, Andrew, to be the next governor of the great state of New York, and he gives good reasons why. Plus, we talk about the out-of-control crime in this country and what should be done about it right now on a Tuesday.
All aboard!
That's right.
I.
Carrie, making it happen. Carrie, how you doing?
I'm okay.
I expect you to call me pretty cute the rest of the show, if you don't mind.
I do mind, and that will not be happening.
Or did she say cute as a button? I think she said cute as a button.
I don't remember. I blocked it out already.
Buttons are cute as hell. Let me tell you something.
Are
I want a cute button.
Are they?
Are they?
Mm-mm.
Polo making it happen. Sam in the house. Appreciate you. People are begging for the hour number three song. Listen, hold on. Not till next hour. Calm down. What? Something in your throat?
No, I'm in no mood for that stupid song.
You're talking, we had a great first hour. Calm your ass. What
no
is
mood
up?
For that song next hour.
Oh. You're welcome for raising your mood to from zero to one. We're not getting a 10 today, are we?
No.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Really, really glad that you're around. Oh, she called me stinking cute? All right, Kathy said she called me stinking cute.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to take that.
Either,
But for at least half of that's true. Either I'm stinking or I'm cute. I'm not sure which one it is.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're agreeing that I stink. Thank you. You're very, very nice friend. Let me just say that.
Hey,
that
you came by the station and didn't even say hello to us. And yes, I'm going to bring that up repeatedly.
I heard about your mood.
You did not hear about my mood.
I told you. What are you talking about?
I messaged you and I think
there was a radio bulletin. There was a radio bulletin that said, do not
stay away from Carrie.
By any means, go near the station. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. The January 6th committee is a sham. It's kabuki theater. It's dramatics. When you've got somebody on that committee who is Adam Schiff, that we know is a liar. He lied about Russia collusion for years and never, ever had to even answer for it. But he literally said he has actual people that he's going to present, witnesses that know about the Russia collusion, and he's going to present them, then he never does it, and the media and government, everybody gives him a pass. Then you've got Swalwell on there who farted on live television. Carrie, I mean, it was a fart. Rip, he just ripped it.
He says it's his coffee mug.
I'm Eric Swalwell. No, I mean, it was a coffee mug. Come on.
That's what he said it was.
He even leaned forward on the tip of his toes when he did it. Yeah, no, it was a ripper. So you got that. Plus, I guess he dated this Feng Feng, who is the Chinese spy for 5 years. Nobody cares about that either. He's somehow on the committee. Now, the makeup of the committee is supposed, I think it's supposed to be like 13 Democrats and 8 Republicans, something like that. Whatever it is, Democrats, because they have control of the House, would have more members on the committee. But as it sits, there are only 2 so-called Republicans on there. One is Liz Cheney, hates Trump. The other one is Adam Kinzinger, hates Trump. So these 2 Trump haters who voted to impeach him on false information about Ukraine, on false information about January 6th, are on this committee, so they're calling it bipartisan. Of course it's not. And those 2 will be out of Congress after this coming November. Actually, next January. In November, they'll lose, and they'll be in Congress until like January 3rd. So having said all of that, this committee now is to the point to where they want to start live televising what's going on, and they're going to be bringing witnesses in. The same committee that just for no reason at all arrested Peter Navarro, who lives next door to the FBI. They thought they'd wait for him to get on a plane and put him in handcuffs on a plane. So I don't know if this is even more theater because Johnny Depp and Amber Heard got a lot of attention because of that trial. I'm not sure if that's why they're doing it. There's a big stink about one network in particular not running it. Carrie, what do you have?
From the Hill, Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer on Tuesday blasted Fox News as cowardly for deciding not to televise the highly anticipated primetime hearing later this week by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riot. Few things obstruct the American people from hearing the truth more than Fox News's cowardly decision not to broadcast Thursday's hearing, he said at a press conference after the weekly Senate lunch. Schumer argued the conservative cable news channel has an obligation to inform its viewers about the findings of the House Select Committee that has been investigating the storming of the Capitol last year by a mob of former President Trump supporters. After all the false facts the Fox News has allowed to be put on the air by its commentators and everyone else, they have an obligation to show the true facts by allowing the hearing to be seen by their listeners, he said. The Fox News media said in a press release Monday, primetime host will cover the hearings as news warrants before anchor and chief legal correspondent Shannon Bream hosts a two-hour live special focusing on the hearings starting at 11 p.m. The special characterized the rioters. Oh, Schumer's comments alluded to Fox News host Tucker Carlson's three-part documentary, Patriot Purge, that falsely characterized the January 6th attack on the Capitol as a false flag operation designed to purge Trump voters in a new war on domestic terrorism. The special characterized the rioters as political prisoners facing excessive punishment. The House committee will hold its first hearing at 8 p.m. Eastern Thursday, capping 11 months of work and hundreds of interviews. Other national networks, including ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and MNBC, plan to carry the hearing.
I'm sorry, what?
MNBC, that's what it says.
I'm guessing it's a typo. That would be MSNBC.
Yeah.
So tell me again the networks that are going to cover it.
ABC, CBS, NBC, right. CNN, right. MSNBC.
All right, so if you've got cable, you're covered. If you don't have cable, you've got it out of the air. So why does Fox have to do it?
Well, they don't have to.
Oh, that's weird.
That's why they're not.
So what you're saying is Fox, as its own network, can air anything it wants. And Chuck Schumer, the government trying to tell the press, Fox News, what to do, is strictly prohibited in the First Amendment. Now, I don't know what it is they're trying to show us on primetime this week. And Fox News has every right to cover it or not cover it, however it sees fit, on its network. For me, they can do anything they want. They could put, you know, Eric Swalwell farting on a loop for 7 hours if they want on Fox News. And if people want to watch it, then they can watch it. I never understood why when there's something that's deemed big. Like when I was growing up, when you were growing up, we didn't have all these 82,000 networks. Mm-hmm. So when the president spoke, all the networks took it.
Yeah.
They'd have their main anchor tossed to it. They would have their main anchor come out, maybe comment on it, and then there's some commentators on it, and then toss it back to regular programming. I mean, that was pretty much the deal, right?
Yeah, yep.
Now, well, you've got 500 different choices. The networks are all going to cover it. You've got other cable networks that will cover it, so you can hear sort of the choir speech that you want from whatever network you want. The idea that anybody is put aside or put off by the fact that Fox isn't gonna air it, well, that's just stupid. Stupid! Don't watch them. Don't give them any ratings. I mean, what is the question?
I don't know.
It's like them telling me that Carrie has to cover the story I say. You know what I mean? If Congress said, Pags, you must make Carrie Lockie read that, how would you feel about that?
I would not like that at all. Absolutely not. Where's the freedom of the press in that?
It doesn't make any sense.
It isn't.
There isn't any. We are the media, which is the press, as illuminated in that great document. Chuck Schumer can't tell anybody what to do. And by the way, is he supposed to be thinks that Fox News is someplace he's just heard? He's like, and their listeners should this and that. They're talking about Fox News Channel, the TV channel. There's actual moving pictures, Chuck. He might not know what that means. But you can see things on it. It's like video. But at the end of the day, they can cover anything they want, put on any programming they want, and the commentators have the free speech right to say what they want. And if Fox News is fine with that, then they'll employ them and keep on employing them. Nobody in the media gets to say, or nobody in the government gets to tell the media what to do. Now, Chuck is used to the media being on his side and being complicit. That's why he's so beside himself right now. He can't believe that somebody isn't doing what he wants them to do. Well, guess what? They're not going to do it. They're not. And him saying they've already aired so much false information, they have to now give the other side. No, you don't. That's actually not true. I know that he wants it to be true to where you've got the fairness doctrine, you've got to give equal time to this or that. That doesn't exist. It's not going to come back. It's not happening. And Chuck Schumer needs to realize that 7 or 8 networks covering it is probably enough to cover anybody's eyeballs who wants to see it. Did you have something, Carrie?
No. Sorry. I was just listening.
All right. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you've got our ability to utilize our First Amendment right, or we don't. Why is it that a Chuck Schumer or a Kamala Harris or a fill-in-the-blank lefty, you know, is so quick to say, oh, they have every right to protest and burn things down and rob stores in Waukesha or in Minneapolis or in New York City or in fill in the blank. But I don't have the ability to decide what I'm going to talk about on my show. Fox doesn't have the ability to say what they're going to do in their primetime, you know, programming. Give me a break, man. These people are so power hungry that they think that we're too stupid. They think we don't understand exactly what it is they're trying to perpetrate on us. And I'm glad that Fox News has said we're not going to. And by the way, Fox News is not the bastion of conservatism that it used to be. It's not. When you've got Paul Ryan on the board and you've got people making decisions about who the contributors are going to be and what news they're going to cover and what angles they're going to take. I mean, they're saying undocumented immigrants now. They're not saying illegal aliens. This, Fox News is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
But for them to say, well, I'm not going to stand up and allow the government to tell me what I can or can't cover, well, that tells me that at least they still realize the First Amendment means something, yes?
Yeah, I was going to say, and, you know, Shannon Bream's going to host this 2-hour live special focusing on nothing but the hearings after the hearing. So you don't like it, change the channel.
For 2 hours, and she's a great correspondent, she's a great host, for 2 hours they're going to give you, in a show that is watched by millions of people, she's going to give you the wrap-up of what just happened. Why does Hannity or Tucker have to cover it? Because Chuck Schumer says so? Oh, shut up, Chuck. Shut up, Chuck. Hey, that's what, no, Rush used to call him what? Chuck F. Schumer? Is his middle name F?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
If it's not, that's pretty funny. If it is, it's still pretty funny. All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Should the government be able to tell a television news network, a radio show like mine, what we can or can't talk about? Just a simple question. 888-941-7247. Go to joepags.com. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on contact. You'll send me an email. It'll come right to me during the show. Also, check out the social media. Click on the news stories. We had a really hot news story yesterday. Thousands and tens of thousands of views on that. So go and check that out as well. And sign up for the newsletter as well. Let me tell you that the clock is ticking. Congress has to reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling. But, you know, I say the clock is ticking, but it doesn't really matter to them. They just do a continuing resolution, they'll print some more money, and act like nothing happened. You can't do that. I can't do that. We, as private citizens, don't have a debt ceiling that we can just go after, or we can just go beyond. We've got credit cards, signature loans, internet loans, timeshares. Get off the treadmill. Get some total financial freedom if you owe more than $10,000. The team at Total Financial Freedom wants to help you. They've been doing it for more than 15 years, helping people like you resolve your debts, cut payments. Don't believe me? Just call them. 800-833-9444. Call now. Ask for the free book, Debt Dietitian. You've got to mention my name at 800-833-9444. Mention Joe Pags to get that free book. Again, Debt Dietitian, going to help you out. You're going to appreciate their team. They're like-minded people. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. No complaints at all. Call Total Financial right now. 800-833-9444. That's 1-800-833-9444. Don't forget to mention my name when you do so. All right, we're back right after this with your thoughts on Chuck Schumer telling people what to cover on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on. We've got Senator Ron Johnson bottom of the hour. We'll talk about this January 6th committee and what a sham the whole thing is, to be honest with you. We'll talk about that. We'll make sure that we get to that for you. You're going to enjoy the conversation because he's talking about what we would do or what we would see out of Washington should the Republicans get the House and the Senate back. And I ask him very directly, dude, you're a politician. If your ratings are really, really low, won't you do something to fix it? And he gives me a pretty interesting answer about why Joe Biden isn't fixing it. Let me, in the meantime, tell you about Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com. Go there. You'll see the search bar. Put my name, Pags, P-A-G-S, in that search bar. Click on search, and you'll see the Dads Want Steaks package just in time for Father's Day. It's just $99. It's a limited-time package with 16 mouthwatering entrees. He's going to love like the bacon wrap filet mignons, the jumbo franks, the boneless chicken breast, and for a great dessert, delicious caramel apple tartlets. You got to get some of this. The entire family's going to love it. Dad's really going to love it for his big day. Special gift because you listen to my program, and when you type in PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar at omahasteaks.com, get the Dad's Want Steaks package. You'll also get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers. The burgers are full of bold, beefy flavor. They're made from 100% Omaha Steaks. You're going to love it. He's going to love it again. He's not going to eat all this himself. He's going to share it with you. So it's a win-win, right? Get there right now. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Click on search. Get these 16 incredible entrees. You get the great desserts and 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword PAGS. Click on search. Make that happen, and make it happen right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It's going to be Ron, who's in Daytona Beach. Ron, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. I want to talk about this JSIC commission sham that nobody's going to watch except the lunatic liberals who keep saying Joe Biden's doing a great job.
Right. Go ahead. Talk about
You've
it.
You've heard of mass. Yeah. They're trying to keep Trump from running in 2024. It's
right.
going to blow up in their face. Yeah. You know, we have 80%. It's 80% of the country saying, 80% of the people are saying the country's going in the wrong direction. So, and they think they're going to change somebody's mind. They're nuts.
I'm with you. Ron, I appreciate the call. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. He's right. The January 6th Commission was put together for the sole purpose of stopping Donald Trump from being able to ever run for elected office again. Now, why would they do that if they can beat him? Why would they do that if he's a fascist and a dictator and he's no good and he's a horrible guy? Why would they have to do that? And you bring in two, you know, fake Republicans in Cheney, who's going to be voted out easily, and Kinzinger, who I don't even think he's running for re-election, or his district was eliminated, one of the two. Yeah, they put those two on there pretending it's bipartisan. It's not. Donald Trump did nothing on that day to incite or entice a riot. In fact, he did the exact opposite. As he was speaking well down the road from the Capitol, he said, respect the police. He said, go there and peaceably, you might have even said peacefully, make your voice heard. Go there and respectfully tell them what you want them to do. People forget that January 6th is the date that's earmarked for people to challenge the delegates' votes, the electors' votes. Jamie Raskin, who was one of the lead attorneys in the impeachment trials, or at least one of them. He, in 2016, actually 2017, probably January 6th, he objected to the electors from Florida, I believe, that voted in Donald Trump. Nobody said a peep. Oh, he's fine. He can do that. In fact, he's done that more. I believe he's from Delaware. So you've got these people that have done this historically, and they always complain. They always object. They always say, I'm calling this out, whatever. The problem with this one was that there were members of the House and members of the Senate that were willing to object to the electors' votes. What happens then is then you send it back and you vote for whether to accept them. And every state gets one vote. So even if you've got more representatives that are Democrats, you have more states that are Republican than Democrat. They knew that on that day that if they challenged it, you got to have one member from the House challenge it, somebody from the Senate sponsor it, or the other way around. You then would re-vote and one vote per state. It would have been 30 to 20 and Trump would have won a lot of these cases. That's why there was a riot. That's why you see the Capitol Police welcoming people in. That's why there are 10 or 14,000 hours of video that we're not allowed to see. Because there's stuff on that video that is going to show people pushing people to go inside the building. You realize there are still idiots that are claiming that 6 people were killed by rioters that day? Officially, the only person who died was Ashley Babbitt. She was somebody who was in the building, shouldn't have been, potentially. But she certainly was not a threat. Little 100-pound woman was not a threat to that Capitol Police officer with a gun. She's the one who died, not all these other people that you keep on hearing from the left. We'll talk to Ron Johnson about all of it when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this man back. He's the Republican senator from the great state of Wisconsin. It's Ron Johnson. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. How about you?
I'm living the dream. So I'm watching what's happening in Congress. I'm seeing this January 6th committee, which is BS because it's not comprised the way it's supposed to be comprised by rules. You've got two so-called Republicans that hate Trump. They're on the committee. And you've got people running the committee like Adam Schiff, who lied about Russia collusion forever. You've got Swalwell on there, who was dating, I guess, a Chinese spy for 5 years. They're somehow in charge, and they're starting to arrest people, which doesn't make any sense. Ron, is there something to this? Because now everybody on Twitter is complaining that Fox News isn't going to cover the January 6th hearing, which is just, to me, theater.
Well, we're not going to find out what we really need to find out, and that is, why was the Capitol so vulnerable? Yep. Why didn't we have security out here? Why didn't we have a police presence? I mean, we knew there were going to be thousands of people protesting. You know, my assumption was certainly going to be peaceful protesting, but we still should have had a police presence out there. And of course, you know, I did my own investigation right after January 6th. It was my investigators that did review video. We couldn't bring it out. Yeah. We were restricted from that standpoint, but we're the ones that found out that there were about 300 people entered by the West Terrace door when they opened the door from the inside and people just walked in.
Yeah.
No violence, whatever. But listen, we all condemn the violence from January 6th. So we want to see those people prosecuted. But what we are witnessing now, Joe, is literally a two-tier justice system. You know, Michael Sussman gets off, you know, even though he clearly lied to the FBI. You have, you know, Roger Stone. You have some of these individuals that came to Washington, D.C., never entered the Capitol, obviously participated in the protests. They're being arrested through SWAT teams. And now we see Peter Navarro.
Yeah.
Apparently lives right next door to the FBI. They could have just gone over and said, hey, come on in and turn yourself in. But no, they wait until he's boarding a flight, arrest him there, handcuff him, leg irons, put him in a cell. This is outrageous. They are using the Department of Justice to terrorize their political enemies. That's basically what they're doing. They are using the Department of Justice as a political weapon, just like the Obama administration used the IRS as a political weapon. That's what Democrats, that's what radical leftists do. It is very dangerous for our democracy.
Senator Ron Johnson, great state of Wisconsin. You know, as you said that, I couldn't stop thinking about Hillary Clinton, because we now know from Pluff at the grand jury that Clinton not only paid for the Steele dossier, she also knew that, or she okayed, gave the head nod to making a fake internet tie between Trump, the campaign, and even Trump, the president, and a Russian bank when there was no tie. So she's walking around tweeting today about this, that, and the other. And at the end of the day, she appears to be part of that two-tier system that you're talking about. Why are they so Teflon, the Clintons, whether it's raising money for Haiti that never gets to Haiti, or Uranium One, or Benghazi, which she lied about, or now this, that appears as though she gave the okay to either spy on Trump, which did happen, pay for this dossier, which she did, and then give the okay to make a false technological tie between her enemy in a campaign and Russia? Why did she get away with this?
Because they have the media in their back pockets. You know, we don't have journalists anymore, by and large. We have advocates for the radical left. You know, the radical leftists took over our university systems in the 60s, so they control colleges for journalism, education, and law. So we've got a bunch of lawyers become activist judges. We've got teachers indoctrinating our children. And we've got our journalism schools cranking out or graduating advocates for the radical left.
Right.
And so, no, you take a look at the most destructive political dirty trick in history. It all starts with the Clintons. And it starts even before that with the Hillary Clinton's illegal use of her private server. We investigated that. We uncovered what I would call corrupt editing of the James Comey exoneration email.
Right.
That same cast of characters then moved right over to Crossfire Hurricane. They knew that the Steele dossier was Russian disinformation. We uncovered that with the redacted footnotes in the FISA report. They certainly knew that Hillary Clinton, John Brennan briefed President Obama that Hillary Clinton, apparently Russia knew that Hillary Clinton had okayed an operation to tie Donald Trump to Russia to use as a political dirty trick. Obama was briefed in July of 2016. The FBI knew the Steele dossier contained Russian disinformation in October 2016. And yet, the people at the highest levels of these, you know, agencies, these corrupt individuals, let this play out, stood up the Mueller Commission, ended up leaking a phone conversation, resulting in the first impeachment trial. And certainly those of us on the conservative side, we understand how corrupt and complicit the media is. We understand how corrupt some of these actors are at the highest levels of our agencies and the FBI, Department of Justice, potentially our intelligence community. And we are upset about it, to say the least.
Ron, can we fix the Department of Justice? It's obviously corrupt. You mentioned Brennan. We can mention Comey again, McCabe, Strzok, Page. We know these people all have dirt on their hands, and they all worked for the Department of Justice that's supposed to be nonpartisan. But of course, it was very partisan under Obama when you had Eric Holder saying, I'm not going to enforce this law. Hey, let's send some guns into Mexico and not tell the Mexican government, Fast and Furious. We'll just not worry about DACA. At the end of the day, you've got a Department of Justice that, yes, works for the executive, but it's supposed to actually be blind and only, you know, arbitrate with justice in mind. They're not doing it now. Can it be fixed?
Well, remember, Eric Holder was also held in contempt of Congress.
Yes.
And nothing happened to him. You didn't see him arrested and frog marched into FBI headquarters.
Right.
So, no, we have a two-tiered system of justice. One system for Democrats and their elite friends and associates, and then you have one for the rest of us. It's very sad. It's very destabilizing to democracy. We are losing faith in so many of our institutions, whether it's the federal government, whether it's our federal law enforcement, our education system, our health agencies. This is not good. I mean, these are institutions that we need to have confidence in.
Right.
So, again, your question, can they be fixed? I don't see how. I mean, these radical leftists are thoroughly burrowed into these agencies. What we need to do is limit the growth of these agencies, limit their power, start devolving more and more governing power back down to the states, which is really the foundational premise of our Constitution anyway. Government close to the governed.
It's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican in the great state of Wisconsin. Ron, is it a good assumption that if you guys should get power back in the Senate and in the House, you can start pulling back the purse strings for the Department of Justice if they don't act right? And also, you could have hearings to find out what the hell is going on.
Well, that would certainly be my intention. If I do survive, my tough reelection, I would become, and if we get the majority, I'd become the chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations.
Right.
It actually has stronger subpoena power being a subcommittee under the committee I used to chair. First of all, I've laid out about 38 different oversight letters to these health agencies on our miserably failed response to COVID.
Right.
I've got a lot of additional work that I've, tried to get documents, even under the Trump administration. I mean, that's how deep the state is. You've got President Trump wanting to get information made public, couldn't get it out. Senator Grassley and I sent a letter to Gina Haspel detailing out the specific piece of information we wanted. We never got one piece of paper out of her. She wouldn't even return our phone call to explain why she wasn't complying with legitimate congressional oversight of her agency and her actions. So it's outrageous. President Trump declassified all kinds of information on the last couple of days in office. Not one page of that has ever been made public.
Crazy. It doesn't make any sense. And I feel horribly that it would take a very long time to clean up what the Department of Justice is doing. It would be a good start to get you guys back in the House and Senate in control there. And then hopefully in 24, we can get Trump or whoever the nominee is on the conservative side in office. Let's talk about gas prices. As you know, I sit here in Texas. We are oil rich. We are natural resources rich. We have been told that we can't get the oil from Canada via the Keystone XL pipeline. Right down the road from me, it's never been this high. It's $4.49 a gallon. Where you're from, it's over $5 a gallon in Wisconsin. But Ron, when we go and we talk to Karine Jean-Pierre, or before her, Psaki, it was Putin's fault. Although the gas prices were on the rise after day one, and Biden shut down, a lot of research and development and shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. But it's not their fault, Ron. And literally, Pete Buttigieg 2 days ago said there is no dial in the White House that he can turn to turn down the gas prices. It's the evil oil companies that are profiteering. It's their fault now. Ron, what's going on with gas prices, and who's to blame here?
It's called the Democrat and the Biden administration war on fossil fuel.
Yeah.
I mean, they canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. That was just the first shot across the bow. They're making it difficult for people to obtain permits to drill. Again, they have a war on fossil fuel. It's designed to increase the price of fossil fuels so that people are forced to switch into things like electric vehicles, wind power, solar power, which, by the way, I'm for an all-of-the-above energy strategy,
right.
But it's got to be based on economics, and it certainly has to be taken into account what capacity and what our demand is for energy. So, this is by design. Everything that the Democrats are doing is by design. All these disastrous results, the open borders, a 40-year high inflation, record gas prices, rising crime, defund police, low bail, no bail policies. These are the policies of the Democrat Party, of President Biden, his associates, his henchmen, his enablers in Congress. These are their policies, and this is the result of that. This didn't just happen. This is by design.
Well, in the campaign, as you know, he said, I'm going to end fossil fuels. We're going to end fracking. They said this over and over, he and Harris, and then they're acting like it's not their fault somehow. And then Buttigieg has said, go and buy an EV. Like, I've got $50,000 laying around to go buy an EV. And then you had John Kerry saying that those who lost their jobs by stopping the construction of the Keystone XL should go build solar panels. This is how dumb it is as they fly around in private jets. So the economy is suffering horribly. The approval ratings, I thought, would mean something to Biden, but he isn't any less radical, or those who are controlling it aren't any less radical, because his approval, what is it, in the 28, 30, 32, whatever the hell it is, it's really, really low. But they're not sort of reacting like I thought they would, Ron. I thought that he would become moderate Joe when he saw this happen. Why isn't he?
Well, first of all, even at those low levels, his approval ratings are way too high from my standpoint.
Yeah, I agree.
Who are those people that are approving of $5 a gallon gas in Wisconsin? An open border, which, by the way, again, that was their stated purpose. Remember, every Democrat presidential candidate during the primary said they were going to stop deportations and give free health care to illegal immigrants.
True.
Gee, I wonder why the surge began during the campaign then of single adults.
Yeah, but you're a politician. You're a businessman turned politician. I just wonder specifically about that. When you see the approval ratings take a dump, don't you do something? And are you surprised that he's not?
They're radical leftists. They realize they only have so much time with this power, and they're going to use this time to the maximum. Again, it doesn't make any difference to them as long as they can jam their policies through, take us further down the road to serfdom, the road of socialism. It's worth it to them. They figure, the public will eventually forget, because once again, they have the complicit media. They got their allies in the media, and they'll get power again, and they'll just pick up right where they left off last time they were in power. And that's what happened. Obama loses, in Congress, but he got Obamacare, and government just ratchets in one direction. It keeps growing and growing and growing. So again, they realize they're not going to have power forever, because American people aren't stupid. They
right.
actually see the results. But unfortunately, they've got their allies in the media, and people sometimes have short memories in terms of exactly the pain they were in last time Democrats were in power.
I think that I've got your Senate website up. What is the website for your reelection campaign? I want to make sure that people watching and listening get that as well.
Well, I'm in my Senate office, so I'll leave that up to you.
Very good. Okay, I'll do that afterwards. Very good. All right, so here's where we are. I believe it's a perfect storm politically. I believe it's a perfect storm values-wise. You've got 4 and 5-year-old kids who their parents are bringing to drag shows in Dallas, Texas. You've got gasoline in Texas, almost $5, over $5 in Wisconsin. In California, in some places, almost $10 a gallon, Ron. You've got out-of-control crime in all of the big cities you could name, whether it's New York, L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, doesn't matter where Milwaukee is seeing incredible crime. We're seeing amazing crime in San Antonio, Texas, amazingly bad. And when you ask anybody about it, it's up everywhere. What are you going to do about it? People aren't stupid, as you said. They want to have their kids go to school safely. They want to be able to go to work and not worry about being mugged on the train or carjacked in their car. They want to be able to afford to buy groceries and gas. So this, to me, is a perfect storm to take back the House and the Senate in November. But when you guys get the power, are there going to be more Ron Johnsons? Because I remember back in 2010, give us the House back. We did. 2014, give us the Senate back. We did. In 2016, give us the presidency. We did. And yet, somehow, the Democrats circled the wagons and tricked us again. What do you see happening, knowing that we've got a perfect storm of malaise for this country right now?
Well, first, I don't count my chickens before the hatch, so we have to win the election. Hopefully, we sweep Democrats out of power. Hopefully, even though we've got a broad spectrum of ideology in the Republican conference, people realize how imperiled our nation was and is.
Yes.
And will first be William F. Buckley, conservatives and stand throughout history and yell, stop, stop the Biden agenda. Now, the president's got a lot of power, though. Previous Congresses have given away their constitutional authority. So he'll be in power for two more years. But then what we need to do is we need to lay out a powerful agenda. Top priorities, you know, things like safety and security, support police, make sure we have a strong defense budget so that tyrants like Putin aren't tempted. Make sure that we have a competitive tax system, a reasonable regulatory environment. Let's secure our border. Well, let's make sure that we bring back certain strategic products like some of these semiconductors, pharmaceutical precursors and active pharmaceutical ingredients, those types of things. And then, you know, let's reintroduce free market principles into education and healthcare so we can fix those parts of our economy that people are always dissatisfied with, largely because they lack the discipline of the free market system.
It is Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator. I'll say this. It's Ron Johnson for Senate.com. Ron Johnson for Senate.com. He, of course, U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin, and he does a great job. You are getting a lot of money injected into your opponent. They want to get rid of you. They don't want you because you're too effective, Ron. And as you said, it's going to be a hard battle. Give me 20 seconds on outside of the state money that comes in to any election campaign, maybe not even yours specifically. But, I mean, we've got Beto O'Rourke here in Texas who's getting a ton of money from progressive California and New York and Illinois because they want to see red turn blue. What should something be done about that?
Well, Democrats are all against dark money until they want to use it. Yeah. So they've already used $32 million of dark money that's been spent against me, and I don't even have an opponent.
Wow. Isn't that something?
But I have the worst opponent. I have the media that wants to take me out. So, I mean, they've got not only the $32 million of dark money, but they have the media as their allies joined at the hip together to take me out. That's what I'm up against.
You do an amazing job, Ron. I appreciate what you do in Washington for all of the country and specifically for Wisconsin. If you're listening and watching Wisconsin, Ron Johnson for Senate.com. Ron, thanks a million for coming on. Let's do it again soon.
Have a great day.
All right. We're back after this. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. You can't get through on the phone lines, no problem. Just scroll down to the bottom of joepags.com, click on contact. You'll send an email right to me. While you're there, also click on all the social media. I've got a couple of new videos up on TikTok. One of them has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with a Corvette. And if you know me, you don't want to see anybody ever mishandle a Corvette. You got to go check out that video, tiktok.com. At Joe Pags, or just click on it on my website. Also, see links to all the videos at Rumble and the news stories that we write every day. Another big hour coming your way, including Rudy Giuliani on crime in America, what to do about it, and his son running for governor. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.